as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
This is Pastor Buddy, and we're glad to have you in here right now, joining us live on WWCR around the world with the transmitting Jewel of the South. We got a great message for you, and it's part 8 of 20 and 12. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered about the plot to destroy the earth according to Revelations chapter 11, verse 18? Well, there is. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, why? It's simply because, ladies and gentlemen, of one of the most explosive times in the history of our world as we know it. Now, why then would we have a time of trouble? And why would Satan seek to destroy the earth? He can't rule it. He can't have mastery over it. You see, there's an appointed time, and the appointed time is coming soon to a neighborhood near you, that you'll have to make a decision and choose this day who you'll serve. Now, one of the greatest problems that the managers of the earth, and ladies and gentlemen, we've got them, it's called the Illuminati, or the New World Order, the shape-shifting reptilians who are in charge. Now, how they got that is because 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "The God of this world has come in and blinded the eyes of the people that it belongs to." There is a remnant that can see, but most everybody is blind. In the last days, the Bible says that men will run to and fro. That means a great increase in the population. And ladies and gentlemen, there is an unprecedented explosion in the prophecy of Matthew chapter 24. According to population experts, it took almost 1,900 years for the world to slowly rise from an estimated 250 million at the time of our Messiah, Yahushua, to 1.5 billion at the beginning of the 20th century. Now, go back to the 20th century, 1900. Then in the 20th century alone, listen what happened. The earth population exploded. It has quadrupled in size. It has reached the staggering mark of now 6 billion plus. In spite of the advances in birth control, the world population is out of control. Now, why? Well, listen. If you look at the trend, you should be concerned. According to the United Nations Population Division, it took 123 years to move from 1 billion, now listen to this now, ladies and gentlemen, it took 123 years to move from 1 billion to 2 billion in population. Yet it only took 33 years to reach the 3 billion mark and only 14 years to arrive at the 4 billion level. Now, next, it took only 13 years. Now, get this now. It took 13 years only to reach 5 billion. And now, just 11 years later, we have crossed the 6 billion mark. And here, listen to this now, ladies and gentlemen. There is an increase of the world's population by 216,000 people daily. That's 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, it is estimated from here on out that 1 billion people will be added, get this now, every 9 years. Now, provided this rate of growth and nothing comes in to intervene to depopulate the population, it will add 80 million new people per year. 80 million. And if this continues, the Earth's population will double in 40 years. Now, can you see the enormous problem that faces the managing controllers of the Earth? They know. Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's not a lot of people, because we could probably feed 20 billion people instead of 11 or 12 billion people in 40 years. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you ever notice that if one person just takes a gallon of pesticides, let's say just a pesticide to grow his garden, and he sprays it on the earth, and then the earth washes it out into the rivers and the streams, and in the delicate ecosystem that we've got, and only 2 billion of those people follow the same example, because we are grouped mentality. They make it very easy for us to go out and buy a gallon of this pollutant. And if only 2 billion people would do that, that's 2 billion gallons to run off into our streams, our drinking water, etc., etc. Did you know that the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, is now cultivating here in this age, with all of the advance of technology, and man has it easier at this time than any other time, and yet the Bible describes it to being a time of trouble. In other words, signs of a global environmental emergency. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, right, it's so nice here where I live, and the birds are singing, and the sun is shining. Ladies and gentlemen, just a simple fact of what we call down here in the Southland, the little fireflies, or the lightning bugs, as we know them here in Tennessee. Now, they're a rare sight. Used to, back when I was a boy, growing up in the 40s, you could see these little fireflies, you could actually walk on the darkest night when they were out, because they would light up the pathway. And now, you will be looking to even see one in the distance. What's going on? Well, environmental pollution, killing the very fragile system that we have, because a population explosion, and if you don't think that it's going to be a problem, you just listen to the rest of the program here tonight as we talk about the weather magicians that are now displaying their talents based upon the prophecy of Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. I want you to turn there and take this text that we're going to lift from the scriptures tonight in the age of our series of 20 and 12, and to let you know that the earth is showing serious consequences from a rapid population increase combined with the excessive consumption of the earth's resources. In 1989, the fishing industry reported a dwindling of fish catches in the oceans, and the decline has continued and will, to the diminishing of the reserves of our precious metals, our fossil fuels. That's what we're fighting about, ladies and gentlemen. Oil, fossil fuels. We are going into the nations that are rich and abundant in these natural treasures, and we're going to take a spoil. Now, Ladies and gentlemen, you know that's what the scripture says in the days that we live in, that the powerful nations, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to write you no book to tell you that this nation, America, is the armed camp of the New World Order. In other words, we are reaching out. They are using America, our influence, our power, and our ability and our willingness to fight. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Aryan race of America, the last stronghold, 60% of the population of America now is Aryan white, and we have been noted as warriors. Now, our enemy, who knows how to control and to condition our minds, sets up these scenarios, and they paint pictures to get us inflamed, to wave our little American flags, and then go abroad and bomb, literally bomb the earth, scorch the earth with our jets and our weapons of destruction, and we wreak havoc upon people to where, when the flag is shown and displayed in countries abroad, and a lot of times in America, I'm sad to say, did you know that by 2050, the Aryan white race of America that built this country up, made it a haven, a rest, for the land of Israel, the sons of Jacob, who came here with the promise that if we would obey our Creator, ladies and gentlemen, we were framed into a program of deception. When our government was set up, it should have been a republic. Nothing wrong with that. But it became a democracy. In other words, mob rule. And ladies and gentlemen, through these facts of life, we will now be a minority in this, in our own nation. Matter of fact, Louisiana just elected a man, ladies and gentlemen, of Indian descent. Our cities are now run by minority governments of the races, because they are breeding grounds for this population increase. And it's estimated that 1 billion people is going to be added every 10 years. And at that time, it begins to come to the critical point that it will double at some point, instead of 10 years, to gain the population increase of doubling, it will actually cut itself in half because of the large population. And ladies and gentlemen, we have such nations as China with over 1 billion people. No wonder that the people of the earth are looking to China to supply in the Walmarts that are in these nations. These are nothing but merchandising systems of cheap enterprises by people that you wouldn't believe that owns it and controls it, ladies and gentlemen. And so then, they are actually destroying the infrastructure of America piecemeal, taking her down, and politely, very quietly, when they have to, actually they're very arrogant, and they're moving all of our industry that made America so great by the ingenuity of a hard-working people that came to carve this nation out of a wilderness and make it the most prosperous, blessed nation upon the earth. Now look at here. If you look at the increased pollution we have, what we know now in America, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that 8 million acres of American forest and land is now burned this year? 8 million acres. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of land to think about, but did you know that it was 20 years ago, it was in the hundreds of thousands of acres that would just burn by, sometimes by natural lightning strikes and things of this nature? But now, ladies and gentlemen, unprecedented forest fires, drought, plagues, pestilence, and now here in the southeast, we are now experiencing a water shortage from Florida to Kentucky. Kentucky just lifted a do not burn order by the governor, which was worried about the dry conditions. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in a drought unprecedented here right where I live. We are exactly 18 inches under normal rainfall for the year. Unprecedented. Since they have been keeping records here in the National Weather Service, goes back to the late 1800s. This is the driest the Southeast on record that's ever been recorded, the driest. Now, California has been burning for 10 years and still burning. Now, it's going to be common with most of the rainforest already destroyed in the earth. Pollution has now gained a foothold on a global scale with hardly any part of the earth free from contaminated air, water, and soil. Now, if you would look at who's reporting this, your own United Nations, ladies and gentlemen, these facts that I have researched comes right out of the United Nations with more famines predicted to come. The dramatic increase in the world population has placed great strains on the political, the military, the economic, and the social systems around the planet. Relief agencies already consider parts of Africa to be in a chronic state of hunger. People dying, and yet the population explosion, 216,000 people increase every day upon our planet. Until we're going down, that it is estimated that for that reason, that the countries that are poor and under third world living standards, while the birth rate in industrialized countries has plummeted, it will explode in countries of third world foundations. That means that the majority of the mouths to feed will only increase, and therefore it will put a great strain on the world population and on its political, military, economic, and social system. So if you were running the country, what would you do? How about a third world war? Brought to you courtesy of a system that would like to reduce. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't really, do you have any idea of what the Second World War done when the population was half of what it is now? Do you know how many millions of people died unnecessary? What was the war fought in Germany and the Far East? Why was it fought and for what reason? History will declare unto you that it was financed by people that had an interest in both sides. So then, as the old saying goes, fighting the war between the devil and the hard place, and the only people that become victims is the poor, uneducated, or the elite of our nation's youth that was carted off to war, World War I, World War II, and coming soon to a neighborhood near you, possibly near you, World War III. It's estimated that 95% of the population growth will take place in the world's 130 of the poorest countries out of 158 nations. Let me repeat that. It is estimated that 95% of the population growth will take place in the world's 130th poorest countries. Already one-fourth of the Earth's inhabitants live on less than a dollar a day. Yet this part of the group that is dramatically multiplying. Half of the world's population is concentrated in China, with 1.2 billion, India, 1 billion plus, and Africa nearing the 100 billion mark. So 3 billion plus out of China, India, and Africa. One half of the world's population right there, ladies and gentlemen. And as the population grows, it strains the relations within cities and among nations. Crime, violence, and disease. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that every day in America, which is fast becoming a third world country, we import more than we export? Ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't live without China. I mean, if they was to cut off our credit, and it's possible that they could do it at any moment with the weakening of the dollar and the economic crisis that we've got, it strains the relations of nations and countries, and even among our own cities, where crime and violence and disease is appearing at an unprecedented scale. Viruses and sores that are resistant to the antibiotics, because we start giving our children antibiotics from the time they're born. Most of them are born with some type of disability. Crack babies. This nation has turned out to be a population of drug addicts, brought to you courtesy of the pharmaceutical companies involved in legal distribution of drugs. And you would probably have one of those surprise, surprise, surprise looks on your face if you knew who sponsors these drug companies. As the population grows, crime, violence, and disease, it is appearing in places, ladies and gentlemen, as people are increasingly, right here in America, we're not going to a third world country to display some of the things that already happened. Go into your cities. Look at the shelters, the people that are hungry, that are walking the streets, disillusioned, disheartened, on drugs, turning to alternative lifestyles to live and to exist with no hope. Despair. What people are working in America are working in jobs that are substandard to the jobs that were 50 years ago. You say, well, 50 years ago, Pastor Buddy, we were in an economic boom because of World War II. Well, guess what's coming up? Our acceptance of World War III. Pastor Buddy's predicting it tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because men with evil minds who are hell-bent on destroying the earth, literally they will, unless there's an intervention or there is a reckoning of the shift of times. We need something to come in and save us. Right now, the earth is looking for a savior. Are we ripe for Satan and his angels to be revealed? I believe so, and I've covered that in the 7 hours previous on 20 and 12 as I increased the frequency nearing the end of our series here on 20 and 12. I want to talk to you about some of these natural and unnatural man-made weather patterns. Ladies and gentlemen, is man capable of controlling the weather? Well, Russia admitted, even back at the time of Khrushchev, that they had invented a weapon to control the weather. You think the United States has got it? I would think so. You think she would use it on her people? She used the atomic bomb and cast it on its people in the 40s and 50s, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say that they denied it until the Statute of Limitations, being about 40 or 50 years, I can't remember exactly, but finally they acknowledged that they did do secret atomic testing upon people that was exposed to radiation just to see the effect. Oh my, why would they do that, Pastor Bunny? According to the book of Revelations, again, chapter 11, verse 18, I'm astounded at people who carelessly have no thought of life, ladies and gentlemen, man is so cruel and inhumane that we have invented practices as it was in the days of Noah. Go back there and read that. As the population grows, diseases, violence, you're not safe in any nation. Just go to Washington, D.C. I got friends that live in Arlington, Virginia, and they give me updated reports about the condition of the 10-mile square district of Columbia. Ladies and gentlemen, have you visited your capital, which was incidentally laid out in a Masonic emblem and sign that our nation was founded under an Illuminati plan to ultimately destroy this great progressive nation of people that were proud and holy and covenant with a father that said, I will move my people to a land. But in that day, he said, a thought will come up in the mind of the evil. This is God's people. Come, let us take a spoil. Ladies and gentlemen, billions of people must exist on the planet, and in the region of Asia, 200 million able-bodied soldiers are now ready to march. 200 million able-bodied soldiers, and they're going to need something to eat. Expansion, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why that the nations that are strong are planning the downfall of other nations is to take a spoil. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is the enemy that seeks to rule over a people that it can rule over. And that's the whole plan. There is a people upon the earth that Satan and his angels cannot rule over. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We are now right on the verge of something spectacular that is going to happen that will change the thinking of the world. And as the population multiplies in the 20th century that we are in now, in the 21st century, up to 6 billion plus people, the explosion of knowledge in the last days, the Bible said that knowledge shall increase. Oh my. Made possible by improved communications, travel, and technology. You can see the fulfillment of a prophecy that God gave to Daniel. But Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Prophetic fulfillment of Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. What about the times of trouble, Pastor Buddy? Well, I have long predicted that water would be one of the precious commodities upon the earth. Did you know that the Bible will tell you that most of the waters of the earth become polluted? Well, it's no great mystery, ladies and gentlemen. If you look at the nuclear waste products that has been buried in the oceans, just literally taken out to the deep oceans and dumped in barrels, metal barrels, containers, that actually, if one, just one leaked, it would probably kill all of the abundant life, or what life is left in the oceans now, because we are polluting at an unprecedented rate, such as it was in the days of Noah. Notice now, to compare the society of Noah's day to our day. But as the days of Noah, so will also be the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. What have we got going on today, ladies and gentlemen? Nobody cares if there's an earthquake, it kills 50,000 people. People won't even look up from their cup of Starbucks early in the morning. And their daily diet of Fox News and Network and other news agency that controls the thinking and the condition of a mind. And in our schools, our children are conditioned with deception and immune, actually, to all of the carnage and the things that are going up on in the earth. They literally don't care. Give them a video game and let some nation disappear under the sea, and they would probably never quit playing the video game to watch the sinking nation. That's how bad it's got. Eating and drinking and being merry until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming, or the conditioning, of the times in the coming of the Son of Man, as it is recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 through 39, and as it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, this will be the sign of the end of the age. Now look at it. The American Standard Bible puts it this way. In the eyes of God, the earth was corrupt and full of lawlessness. And when God saw how corrupt the earth had become, since all morals and those who lived led deprived lives on earth, he said to Noah, I have decided to put an end to all mortals upon the earth, for it is full of lawlessness, and because of them, I will destroy them and all life upon the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that he was talking to a people that had life. There's people here upon the earth that have no life. They are just like the bottom feeders of the ocean. They have no eternal covenant promise. And the prediction, that is, it was in the days of Noah, Noah was righteous in his genetics. All of the other people had miscegenated their bloods and crossed them. And ladies and gentlemen, the population explosion is under the order of the destruction. Now, how the earth is going to be destroyed? Because you know, ladies and gentlemen, that when Christ returns, they're going to be eating and drinking and being merry. So it doesn't sound like that some of these natural calamities that we're talking about here that will precede the coming, that these are just things to get your attention. And yet, as it was in the days of Noah, no one got the message except Noah and his three sons, their three wives, and Noah's wife, eight souls righteous in their genetics. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the population explosion, the waves of the sea roaring, men's hearts fell in them, GMO manufactured food, drugs and violence in the earth, murder, man destroying man, evil intentions. Are we now, as Albert Pike said in the year 1870, when he predicted, if you've ever read the 800 plus pages of this Southern general, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know about a smart, intelligent man, read about the Grand Master Albert Pike. He will tell you the order of the New World Order in 1870 when he penned the work of the Morals and Dogmas. It is an astounding, revelating book. When he declared that they would need three world wars, World War I had already been set up when Albert Pike was writing. It hadn't come to pass, but he knew that the Illuminati objective, even before World War I, would be a prescribed antidote to destroy the population, to decrease it, to where that the elite, ladies and gentlemen, they keep shifting and working on the demographics of the population, and through man-made technology, they wreak havoc on certain nations to destroy the nations and a population that they fear. Now, when the people fear the government. It ceases to be a free society. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got more reason to fear the government now than the government has to fear us. Or have we? The population explosion is a fact of life. It's bringing the prophecies of the end time fulfillment, ultimately bringing in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Now, Pastor Buddy, you say, Pastor Buddy, what then do we have to give in exchange? What is the coming calamities that are due to come upon the world? Well, let's go. 1,400 years, and this is the one that Albert Pike mentioned. He mentioned World War I, he mentioned World War II, and he also mentioned World War III. Now, I've already prophesied that these wars are done in the pipeline. And for the reason that I have described, for control, mostly for earth control. They don't care to destroy a portion of the earth, because they know in time that the earth will heal itself. And as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking right before the door to the ark was shut. Albert Pike envisioned a third world war, and he described it in this manner, that it will be a war fought between three major religions in the earth. And he mentioned that. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. 1,400 years, the struggle between Christian and Islam religions is heating up in many places around the world, bringing armed conflict and civil war. Citizens in several European nations are increasingly favoring extreme right political candidates who advocate action to alleviate the fear of foreigners. Solutions to ethnic rivalries are creeping back into politics at levels not seen since World War II. Meanwhile, several smaller nations have attempted to expunge ethnic groups from within their borders, including Iraq, which was the cradle of civilization, ladies and gentlemen. And it's ironic that we're right back where we started from. Could this world war coming that Albert Pike foresaw in his visionary intelligence, is it been programmed through the New World Order, or what we call as the Illuminati? How they scheduled a final war to rid the earth of a large segment of the population. Well, we predict that that's the case. Now, why would nations do that? Why would politicians and the direction of our government under the guise of national security, ladies and gentlemen, it's a foregone conclusion that, and it's actually admission of some of the world's most powerful men. And I demonstrated to you a couple of Sundays back when I mentioned that the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, said that the war in Iraq was all about oil. Well, is that all? I mean, he admitted the oil. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a scientific, recognizable fact. Satellites will confirm it. Overhead satellites will confirm that there is a pipeline running from the Kurdish fields where you see trouble today brewing, where the Kurdish rebels killed 12 of the Turkish Islam nations up there. And so they're provoking a third world war. Iran, which lays just to the side of Iraq, is another oil-rich kingdom, and the pipeline running out of Iraq. The Iraqians are without oil. They don't have enough to run their own country, ladies and gentlemen, simply because there is a pipeline that is between Kuwait and Iraq, running into Israel, and this pipeline is pumping oil 24/7. Why? Because it's all about oil. It's all about natural resources. And as long as, did you know that we had such inventors as Tesla, who predicted free energy, fossil free energy, that we could harness the universe for the energies and powers, and that Mr. Westinghouse and the large corporations that were controlled, the international bankers, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds, they stole the patents of this man. They confiscated his notes, along with other inventors. Anybody that comes up with an invention to help mankind is going to ask for sure death if he tries to have it marketed. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to permit the world to receive the things that is available from the knowledge. Remember, the Bible said as it was in the days of Noah, their mind wasn't on good things, and they had inventions like you wouldn't believe in the days of Noah. They had lighter than air vehicles, gravity defying vehicles that could run through the air with the speed of lightning. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got them today, but you just don't get the privilege of riding in them. We could have radical free, fossil free energies today. You just don't have the pleasure of owning one of the units that has been invented to give you or to produce more power than you use. In other words, you could sell it back to the utilities company, but the utility company wouldn't get a check from you. You would get one from them. So you can see that those who run this Illuminati system, ladies and gentlemen, and it's hard to talk about these things because most people say, oh, I don't really believe that. But there is coming a clash on a global scale, and we are fixing to have the time when it says that the influence of all humanity will be influenced by the thinking, attitudes, and actions of the wicked beings instead of those of the good. Remember, the Almighty Yahweh, when he came down to behold the sons of men in the days right before the flood, that man's mind had given over completely to evil. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, Satan's influence is very strong. It says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, the Apostle John tells us that the whole world lies under the influence of the wicked one. 1 John 5:19. All of humanity is influenced by the thinking and the attitudes and the actions of the wicked being and his evil cohorts, demons that are manifesting, shape-shifting in the reptilian cults around the world as their power increases and their time decreases. They know they have a short time, ladies and gentlemen. So then, John warns us that Satan's deceptive power will be so great that he will deceive the whole world, according to Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. Satan's influence is so immense, it is so pervasive, and odd as it may sound, Satan's greatest areas of influence is religion. Now let me repeat that. With all of Satan's power that he wields in the earth, in the minds of evil beings, his most powerful tool is religion. Where his ideals is not true, it's a lie. Satan would deceive the very elect if it was possible. So then it means that you have to struggle to enter in at the straight gate. See and ask for the old path. Paul warns us of Satan's deceptive power, even within Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light as does his representatives, his ministers, masquerading as ministers of righteousness in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and 15, and I've mentioned it many times. Paul warns that those who live godly, those who are concerned, those that will do exploits, must continuously and constantly struggle against this unseen spiritual influence dominating the world that is around us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians chapter 6, 11 through 14. Under Satan's influence, ladies and gentlemen, the world will be at its darkest point before the rescue of Yahweh. Now, Satan is being set up through the frequency exchange. He must identify himself. He must come out of hiding. And when he has, and this is the reason that he wants the world in chaotic, because through chaos they rule, through fear and through deception. When the scriptures mentions under the influence of Satan and his wisdom, as it mentions in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 29, that he would bring a way of thinking that considers the God of the Bible and his way of life as foolishness. I mean, you preach the truth and everybody thinks you just fell off the turnip truck. If you preach the standard good old Southern comfort religion, come to the church, sit on the pews, and only rise when we tell you to, sit down when you tell you to, put your Easter bonnet on when we tell you to, put your Halloween mask on when we tell you to, put your Santa Claus suit on when we tell you to, and the merchants that are under Satan's influence have waxed rich through the scriptures as they cast the truth to the ground. And ladies and gentlemen, these religious nations that I'm talking about are the first ones to fly the flag as the Illuminati and the New World Order poison your mind against some camel jockey over in Pakistan with a walkie-talkie and make you believe that he is the villain and they are the knights in shining armor. It is Satan in the armor of deception that will rule the world right before the end of the age. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This age will be a time which will be ushered in by a time of trouble right before the darkest will be the dawn. Now, Satan is going to come in and offer his services along with his angels, and I've done told you how the events will go. Satan, it will be announced by our world governments that we're not alone, that this earth and its inhabitants have friends other than what we think as beings from another planet. This is what they'll be made to think. Did you know that Satan is already being cast out into the earth, not on the earth, but into the earth? And I preached on the hollow earth, and that his bases could be here and could be on the moon, could be on Mars. And if you really look, it is an adventure, ladies and gentlemen, that history will repeat itself because nothing new under the sun. What is to be is coming back one more time. Now, if you would look at how that we're going to overcome in the end, we must keep the faith. You must never doubt that our planet is going to live through this. It will. You must never doubt that those who come first will not be the saviors, but will offer themselves as saviors, and all the world will wonder after as the naked eye, not the spiritual eye, but the naked eye, receives Satan and the carnal mind. Ladies and gentlemen, your government already knows that we're not alone. He's known that for quite a while. And keep in mind that Satan knows that he has a short time to work. Now, what's the objective here? To bring this world, as the stars fall to the earth in Revelation chapter 12, we covered it in the first 3 hours of our message, that Satan and his angels warred against Michael and his angels, and they were cast out into the earth. Now, did Satan know that the earth was hollow? Did Cain's race know that the earth was hollow? Did they know that they would have a retreat? Are the other planets around our system, are they hollow? Are we fixing to find out that there is a planet out there that we haven't yet discovered, which will make us 12 and a unified field theory that has to be, as Yahweh made everything in perfection? Ladies and gentlemen, the first angel sounded his trumpet. The second angel sounded his trumpet. The third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh angel. And we covered that in part 5. And the time of trouble commenced. Now, in the greatest need, Satan will come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom. All the earth will be ruled by him. And this great plan that they've hatched up, as Satan will spring his last trap upon the mind, the carnal mind of man, that he is a real being, he's not a figment of your imagination, and he's coming, as the book of Revelation says, he and his inhabitants that fell from heaven. And the event will be so frightening that the earth's inhabitants will flee into the caves and the rocks and the mountains, crying and pleading for shelter from the terror and the devastating rain from the sky. Clearly, it's going to be a cosmic time of knowledge. Knowledge is going to increase to the point that you should have known this all along. We're not alone. And the weather magicians, the war magicians, as it was in Egypt, Pharaoh and his magicians worked magic to counter the miracles that Moses, in trying to have the people of Israel freed from the control of that government that ruled the known world, Egypt. And ladies and gentlemen, we just jumped out of the frying pan when we escaped from Egypt and fell into the Roman plan of the Gentiles. And from that came the New World Order. And now, in the end of the age, when we're going to have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and as that great star come blazing to the earth, that will be the time that Satan makes his grand entrance. And he will sit in the temple of God, built for God, showing himself that he is God, and all the world, whose names are not written, ladies and gentlemen, will follow after him. That name is a name of blasphemy put into the New Testament deliberately by that power that Daniel saw, that fourth kingdom, that fourth ruling kingdom, the kingdom of Rome. Ladies and gentlemen, she had a deadly wound, but it healed. And she gathered power and momentum, and out of that came a new world order, or the Illuminati thinking of a grand master strategist as they plan the final chapters in the last days for their enemies that they seek to destroy. You'd be surprised to know who they are. It could be you if you have the name of Yahweh upon your heart and upon your mind, and his knowledge of his name in your forehead. In other words, you've repented and been baptized in the name of Yahweh, which is a name that Satan fears, according to Revelations 22 and 4. You'll need that name to get into the holy city. Ladies and gentlemen, coming down from God out of heaven to a planet that will be saved from utter destruction. When the exchange, the frequencies and the vibrations, as it was in the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I got to get out of here. I can't quit. But ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'll be back next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, to see you with another part of this series. We're going to do at least 10 parts or 10 hours on the time of 2012. May might well just do 12. I could teach on this until the coming of Satan, at least. And he's coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to call me, that's Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I need your help. We're looking for a piece of land, anywhere from 5 to 300 acres, doesn't matter. But we need a place to fellowship. We need a place to keep our festivals. If you are in possession of a piece of land that has privacy, and it lays good in an area that is acceptable and has water, preferably a river, creek, clean, or springs, or all of the above, let me know. And if you're willing to share and put it in a trust, we don't ask for much. 5 acres would do. If you are somewhere in the southeast, if you're somewhere other than the southeast, then call me up and we'll talk about it. We're trying to get you to a safe area, ladies and gentlemen, and we know some of the safe areas it's going to be according to what the Holy Spirit has told us. So if you're living in any other than the southeast or in a neighborhood near us here, call us up. And if you have land to donate with no strings attached, ladies and gentlemen, we've had millionaires office land and money, but we wouldn't sell out. We're not going to sell our soul to enslave it to Satan, because we are Yahweh's men, born free, and in the last days, he said, head for the mountains. If you have any land, let us know. That's Pastor Buddy. Just call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, it's area code 423-626-2172. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me, it's simply, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. Just write me, and I'll be glad to send you this series on 20 and 12. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. If you'd like to call Brother Paul tonight, his contact number is 1-800-253-2748. Dr. Gary is 1-877-289-7439. We'll see you next Sunday night. I got to get out of here. Yahweh bless you.
Some are born in the summertime.
Serving 7 continents and Central Park in New York City. This is Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA.